Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's show, Harvest Public Media's Ponce Rutch brings us a story of students who come from many different backgrounds, but who all share one very similar passion.
Fort Morgan is a town in northeastern Colorado with a population of about 11,000.
And actually, our little town, it's an anomaly. We have all these people from other places in the world, and we have one thing in common is soccer.
That's Nick Ng. He runs a cafe, teaches art, and coaches both the boys and girls soccer teams at Fort Morgan High School, the Mustangs.
But out of curiosity, even for myself, just shout out like your different countries that you're from. Even, you know, I know we got some Fort Morgan, just
Guatemala,
El Salvador,
Mexico.
Many of the Mustangs have grown up here, but few call themselves Caucasian. People of Latino ancestry have lived in Fort Morgan for decades. And in 2006, a wave of refugees from Eastern Africa brought the population from 0% African American to somewhere between 6 and 10%. Coach Ng says the makeup of his team gives them a scrappy dynamic when they're on the field. But it's also led to some unwanted tensions during games.
We all play some schools that don't have the diversity we have. And yes, things are said on the field.
They report the really hurtful incidents, but the truth is that those players are outside of their control. So they focus on what they can control, the cohesion of the Fort Morgan Mustangs. This isn't always easy.
What you might see is that when the kids arrive, they do sit separately.
There are a few clusters of Latino kids and a few clusters of African kids lacing up their cleats before practice. The Lone Rangers, like the kid from Ukraine, get absorbed into other groups. But otherwise, the team looks like how I remember my school cafeteria, with different cliques loosely based on ethnicity or neighborhood.
I need to incorporate some strategies to get them to mingle more.
Some of those strategies are a typical part of building a team. For example, if Coach Ng hears a swear word, he and all 50 or so guys at practice drop to the ground and start doing crunches.
Don't get comfortable. You always have to be trying 110%.
And they do a lot of crunches. And for every kid who's late, the whole team has to run a stride, meaning that they run to the half line and then sprint to the opposite goalpost.
All the way! Cross the line!
They run drills together, they pass to each other, and who knows which players will be waiting for you on the sidelines to join the scrimmage. Plus, it's only the beginning of the season, and Coach Ng says some of the team are still just learning each other's names.
What I do at the end of practice, we do hands around. So everyone's shaking hands, introducing themselves over and over again so that we get to know each other's names.
Only when each of the players touches three other players' hands can they go home. And if they know everyone's name, they still have to touch hands and say, good game or nice play, something to show sportsmanship.
I do need to do whatever I can to break down some of those barriers. It's a comfort zone.
Next, Coach Ng is thinking of getting the kids to draw a teammate's name out of a hat and eat lunch with that person all week. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ponce Rutch.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.